At the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Rob Randall. And first of all, Rob, tell me, you work for XF Technologies. Tell us a little bit about XF.
XF Technologies is a startup company headquartered in Albuquerque with a chemical process to make alkyl furates from corn or biomass for a C6 supply and ethanol. It's a completely chemical process, no enzymes, no bacteria, no fermentation. The products then, if they're made from methanol as an alcohol addition, or methyl furates, if they're made from ethanol, they're ethyl furates, and if they're made from butanol, they're butyl furates. But their primary use is for oxygenates in fuel transportation. To improve environmental conditions, improve the mileage, increase lubricity, reduce particulate matter, and do some things like that in fuels. There's some additional markets that we're pursuing too, and that's in oil field recovery to get oil out of old wells where the molecules work to dissolve asphaltenes and paraffins in the well, and also as corrosion inhibition products. So there's a couple additional markets other than the transportation fuel markets.
Well, here at this conference, you were in the products from biorefineries session. Tell us what are a couple takeaways you wanted these folks to leave here today from listening to you.
Well, the main thing for this conference, despite the attributes of the products in fuels, is primarily the co-location opportunities to add on to the existing 210 or so corn ethanol plants or the several corn wet milling plants that are in the industry, because our primary feedstocks are corn and ethanol or biomass and ethanol. And we can also be co-located with a cellulosic ethanol plant as well, although there aren't too many of those available at the moment, but hopefully there will be more of them down the road.
Yes, I think here we've heard a little bit about cellulosic, and as one of the presenters told me, it's here now. Because we've been hearing that 5 to 10, but yeah, that's a lot has been done. Technology's kind of moving forward pretty quick. What else might you have heard in your session here? Anything that kind of stuck out for you that you thought was kind of interesting?
Well, I think there's a big trend in the corn processing industry in total to move into higher value biochemicals. And I think we fall into that category as well, although our chemical molecule, if you will, has big fuel applications similar to ethanol. But it's a biochemical by definition, really, and it extends the markets and the profitability of the producers, whether they're a corn ethanol plant or a biomass ethanol plant or a corn wet milling plant. So it gives them some additional outlet for not only the ethanol when it's consumed within the process, but takes them into some new markets and some new revenue potential for them.
Yeah, and I think we are hearing a lot of that at this conference, that there are quite a few new either products or processes that are essentially, if you know, some of them haven't really, I guess, reached commercialization stage, but to really help these plants not just become more efficient, but also become more profitable, because that's just as important.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. With all the regulatory and political confusion around ethanol, I think it's real important for the dry grind plants to look at other add-on products that they can produce like what we're able to do. And the same thing applies perhaps to a lesser degree for the corn wet milling folks, because sugar consumption is down, and these plants run 24/7 at high capacity, so they need some additional outlets for their production as well.
Well, looking back to what you're doing with XF Technologies, kind of where are you? How would you describe where you're at right now, and what's your at least short term outlook here?
We're a startup company. We've done a lot of laboratory work and confirmed the process and the economics in the lab. We're at the moment starting up a pilot plant in Albuquerque, and simultaneously talking to potential commercial partners about a demonstration scale plant. So we're going through the usual steps of laboratory to pilot to demonstration scale.
So are you at this point looking for companies or plants that you might work with? And if so, or how would you people contact you?
We're actively looking for them, again, primarily in the dry grind business, but certainly in the wet milling side, too, and the cellulosic side, although that's a limited population at the moment. But that's a primary production model for us.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely, yes, we will find out how to point them your way, and we'll do that. Thank you very much, Rob Randall, one of our presenters here at the CUTC 2014 in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.